You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! It is blustery. It is a blustery morning out there. What? It's blustery.
Really?
Winds are 17 miles an hour from the west.
45? It's not blustery.
It's blustery. I'm just
telling you. It's great.
Boy, yesterday wasn't bad.
45 in the northwest? Are you being serious? What do you think the winds are?
17?
Less.
9.
Really?
Northwest. Yes,
I must have hit a bad gust then when I came around the corner.
Well, sure. I was
seriously,
literally walking
that happens
in.
Here. Yeah.
I saw trash just kind of walking its way down the street here because the wind tunnel.
Because this is just a weird area. It really is the way the wind swirls down here. But yesterday was just phenomenal. Even last night, I was watching the news at 6:20 or whatever. It's still 65.
Oh, yeah.
What a beautiful. We were talking, though, and unfortunately, there's some events coming up this weekend where the weather looks kind of sketchy. But March, I'm telling you, it's hard to schedule anything outdoors. Well, anytime. But
boy,
March
especially. Oh, you can hit it. You can hit it right, though. St. Patrick's Day.
And there's nothing better.
No.
When
it's 70
degrees,
oh my God. People are, energy's out there, and it's, but it can snow. You're right. That's that St. Patrick's Day parade, which I think they're doing that again. I read. Yeah, they are.
In Chicago?
No, here.
Oh. I've never been to that one.
I don't know. They call it a parade. Somebody's going to come up with a different word for that because it's like a march down the trail. But it's the Blaney's, it's the families with their little flags. And then you get the bagpipers, Notre Dame.
So it's all the Irish people in the area, kind of?
Yes. Oh. They have their little groups. St. Patrick, the guy with the staff and all that, he comes. I know we have a couple bands. What?
Wasn't that the parade where you were on a float and you're like, let's get moving?
Under the bridge or something?
That would be me. But anyway, what I want to say is that that's a great, when it's 70 degrees. And then we ended up at St. Brendan's and they had that tent set up.
Well, they do the St. Baldrick's thing too, don't they?
Right. And I got.
Did you ever do that?
Oh, I shaved heads.
Did you ever get your shot?
No.
I wouldn't either.
I'm actually going to.
Are you going to do it?
I think I'm going to sign up this year. Do the head and the beard.
I'll pledge.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you only got 3 days to make up your mind.
Yeah. It's coming. It's coming soon.
You know what we'll do?
I will donate too.
So, would it be fun on this show to just, $20 if he gets his $20 for the hair, $30 for the beard or vice versa?
I don't care.
I think this is a great idea.
I'm really afraid.
Because we're on this side.
I think we are onto something here.
And that's such a great cause.
Great cause. So, was it children's cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal cause. Yeah, nothing better.
No, that's a good one.
I've never seen you without a beard.
It's been a long time. Long time.
Not sure I
you
want to.
You know what we should do?
No, wait.
We got to.
Who knows what's underneath there?
We got to do this. A little better. So we're going to take pledges for a week or two before that.
Do you have a goal? Tottenham money goal?
I have not.
Okay.
No.
Where are you getting your head shaved?
So there's an event down at St. Brennan's.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about doing it there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to be in Oshkosh.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah. I think I'm going to come up here.
Wow. Is that Sunday or is it Monday?
That is Sunday, the 16th.
The Ides of March.
Oh,
when do you leave?
Saturday.
If you do that, I'll come down. I'll come to St. Brendan's.
All right.
I ain't getting shaved, though. Just tell you that right now.
You know what?
I just tell you that right now.
Let me tell you something about that. Let me tell you something about that, Johnny.
Yeah.
Because I've been there.
Not this girl.
They will start.
That's what I was thinking. And it's just odd that you acted that out.
Yeah. They will start chanting your name. So you got to.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Maybe when is that Sunday? I can't make it. I gotta do a novena that day.
Of course you do.
I'll find this picture of me shaving this guy's head.
Could never figure out novenas. Was it a mass? Was it just a get-together?
No, novenas are.
What was it?
It's just constant prayers for something. Yeah, they're long. What is it, 9 days?
So I went to that meeting yesterday.
Yeah, I want to hear about
Lisa
this.
Lisa from Civic Media.
Yeah. And the NFL draft is right around the corner, like right around the corner. What are we, 50 days? Probably less than that, right? What?
Yellow.
I don't have my glasses on.
$50 first donation, Mike and Lisa.
All right, Mike and Lisa.
Thank you. Let us know your trip went. How about 500, Todd? For a goal?
Yeah. I mean, I think I can do that.
Let's shoot for 500.
Okay.
Do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll do that. I'm throwing in 10 bucks right now.
All right.
I'll throw in 50.
Okay, then so will I.
All right.
You're at 150 already.
Yeah.
And we just, it's what? It's 6:11. We're at 150. Keep that pace up. You'll be
Todd.
Top winner.
Can I take 24 bucks out of that, though? Because I brought in that Silent Sports magazine for Brittany.
Yeah.
It's 24 bucks. Sure. Can you just write that one off a little bit?
Absolutely. Okay. We'll do that for you. We'll take it away from the children with cancer.
So it'll be like 26 bucks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about that a little bit more.
Well, maybe Brittany will donate that back.
It's 50. 50. No, that's not tied
to anything. No, I'm not saying financial. I'm not trying to sound cheap. I'm just saying. I'm just saying accounting-wise for the corporate to make it easier for them. Cases has to go through corporate.
There's no corporate here. This is a direct donation to.
I don't know. Todd's a corporate guy.
This is
so that meeting yesterday.
And you might get knighted, right? They put that little. I used to knight people.
I don't know.
You put the
sword
on that thing.
You never knighted me when I was.
No, did you? Go to
I've never been there. No, I have not.
Because it's packed. I mean, there's people.
It's a big event.
That tent is all the way back, and you know there's music, and of course there's tons of food and beer. That is a fun event, and then they get like. I don't know, they called it celebrity shavers, but then some people, you know, like grew their hair out, the beard, and
I could never do that.
No.
I'm real squeamish with something. Like, I could never shave somebody's head. I could never shave somebody. I don't like touching people in that way.
I get it.
And I don't like being touched. Isn't that weird? Remember I told you that, Todd?
Oh, yeah. I don't like getting my hair cut.
Yeah.
Me neither.
No, that's just, you'll take a break for a while.
I am.
Although, Jim, you should go where I get my hair cut.
What way?
Even though it's Sport Clips. You know why? Because I tell a girl every time who she looks like. She's the nicest girl. Her mom's been in here. She's been on the show. She looks like Meghan Markle. And you got a thing for Meghan Markle. Let's be honest.
Jim.
True or false?
Oh, true.
Yes.
I just 100%
And she looks
true.
Like Meghan Markle.
Okay, so let me ask the question.
A little bit with suits.
You know who her mom is? Her mom's the one that restores those like 16th century statues and everything.
Meghan Markle?
Yeah.
is it because she's pretty and all that, or is it because she is royalty?
Oh no, that royalty has nothing. No, that's she step up, she comes to me. No. No, it has nothing to do. It was with Suits that I did.
That is a good show.
And she played a good role in there too. You know, she was kind
of that's a good show.
She wanted to get into law school, she couldn't make it, and she was I thought she was really good. I enjoyed that show.
Does that kid remind you a little bit of me?
No.
Where he's got like that photographic memory for things? A little bit?
Not at all.
Come on.
Not at all. That
Are you serious?
Just,
not even a little
bit? Well, he didn't go to Harvard.
He reminds me a little bit. No?
I think everybody'd like to be like him. No, he's unbelievably.
I've had a lot of people tell me that.
Okay.
Tori says, I got 100 for Johnny's hair. Hey, Tori, you just go buy yourself something nice with that $100, buddy. Listen, I'm going to be bald soon enough just because of nature. I ain't pushing it. I'm telling you.
Really?
Oh.
Is your brother bald?
They're, you know, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Not bald, but my Uncle Nacho was really bald.
Oh, they're comb-over guys?
He was just bald. I mean, you know, Uncle Bucko, too, I think. But
Wait a minute. What are these names?
Nacho and Bucko.
Uncle Nacho and Uncle Bucko. All right.
Nacho's his real name is Ignacio.
Okay.
And then Bucko, I don't know. Buck. You just call him Buck. What's up, Buck? What movie is that from? What's up? Oh, that was Knight Rider. Wasn't it, Todd? What's up, Buck? The car.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, it was. No. Battlestar Galactica.
There you go.
Beep-beep-beep-beep. What's up, Buck?
Yeah.
Remember?
And it was Buck Rogers.
Buck Rogers.
Talking about.
Yeah. Then we're going to talk about that big meeting yesterday about the draft with everybody from the state media was there. It is World Plumbing Day. Let me tell you something. So you guys know it's September. Let me tell you something. Kids in high school, you want to have a high-paying job. You want to have a job that you can work at till the day you just decide, I'm done working. Go into plumbing. go be a plumber. These industrial construction plumber guys can start off at such good money, and they can work some of them as much or as little. That is a, that used to be one of those things, oh, why don't you just go be a plumber if you can? Yeah. Let me tell you something. If I go back in time, I'd be a plumber or something like that.
More unemployed lawyers than there are unemployed plumbers.
Great it careers.
Is, you know, this girl that I work with, the one who kind of watches Milton when we're gone, her boyfriend is at school to learn plumbing.
Yeah.
And he wants to have his own business.
Yeah.
And I said to her, I said, you know, and I, but financially, that guy's going to be fine.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, you'll have other problems.
You can work as much as you want.
You'll have other problems in your marriage, but I don't think, yeah. But he.
I mean, that goes without saying. I mean,
but he really has this desire. He looks him in the eye and he doesn't want to do anything else.
That's fantastic.
Some people might not think it's, like you said, the most admirable or the most, but it is a, he will, they will have a cottage. They'll have a boat. You know,
even if they're at the home.
Huh?
Even if they're at your home.
Yeah.
Jeez. I still have, you ever had one of those things where you just, when something pops in your mind and you burst out laughing?
Yes,
I still do with
yeah,
that.
I do.
The
I,
girl
I,
that I, told Jim.
The guy was a guy.
At the homeless shelter on Memorial Day weekend when he said to one of the young volunteers from a very prominent high school, when he said, I'm surprised we don't have more of the homeless here. And she said, well, they're probably at their cottages.
I said, I'm sure there's not more people here. And she goes, well, you know, it's Memorial Day. They're probably at their cottages. I'm like, oh, you don't, you can't yeah, connect the dots. You got a little ways to go.
All righty.
But she's probably a 4.0.
Today's dream day. I had, you have bizarre dreams still. I just still have the most bizarre.
I don't dream a dreams. Lot anymore.
Ugh. Wash your nose day. Okay. Do you ever use, you know what I used to use? But then they said you can get a brain thing from it. I used to have those neti pots.
Yeah.
You ever use one of those? It's like a small teapot, and you put this saline solution in it with warm water, and you put your head in the sink, and you pour it up your nostrils.
And then it comes out the other one.
Yes.
Why?
But they
to clean you when you're really stuffed.
Yeah, cleans out your sinuses good. But they say if the water isn't clean.
Distilled,
you can get like.
A germ in your brain.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, and by the way.
Just take Tristan or something.
No. This stuff works good. By the way, remember we were talking yesterday about Gene Hackman?
Yeah.
And you said, and remember what I brought up? I said, well, that must be from the mice in New Mexico that she died
it
from.
It was.
Remember I told you that?
I told him that it was.
Yes. I mean, I said that right away.
No, he did it. Yeah.
That's a serious thing down there.
That's still, there's still too much space between when his wife died and when he died. That's seven
Well,
days.
He had Alzheimer's really bad.
He probably didn't realize that she was gone.
And he did not have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Didn't have a computer. He wrote 5 novels. Wrote them out longhand and she typed them up.
Wow. Wow.
Nothing technical. No computer, no phone. We got a quick break. Bobby McFerrin is 75. We got a great show for you. Stay with us.
I want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry.
Bobby McFerrin, 75 years old today. Man, was this song big in about 88?
I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
I'm going 88.
I'll do some work on that.
Also today is Funeral Director and Mortician Recognition Day.
Oh, hey, we should do
Both
something.
Both of our family members in that? Your wife, my son?
Yep. What should we...
What can we do for funeral
It's like
director?
Something... Dead Poets. I'm trying to think of something where we have. I guess we'll just go out to the graveyard and
should
have
get Donna on, see what they do to celebrate.
Yeah, no.
Although, let me just say one thing. May I say one thing?
Yeah.
Okay, not to pull back the curtain on the funeral business, they eat pretty well.
Actually, because
they bring you guys a lot of good food, don't they?
Actually, the other thing I'll say about funeral people is, I remember when. She started, which was, I don't know, 12 years ago.
Donna?
Their first, like, holiday party, I thought, this is going to be lame.
But
they're kind of funny.
They're really funny. They're
right.
great.
Yeah.
No, there's some fun people there with that.
There really are.
Yeah.
I mean, I just.
Hey, they tell you, talking about the food, though, did I tell you that time? They had me speak at one of the funeral homes here. Actually, Joe Shinkton had me.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful, it was for Veterans Day. And they're real big with the veterans at Ryanair. And they have the display. So they had me speak. And I was, did book signing then afterwards. And I give this, very, I think, pretty good, and the room was quiet. I said, okay, any questions? And this one lady raised her hand in the back. She goes, yes, ma'am. She goes, yes, John, could you please tell me where the desserts are catered from? Is that festival or was that salsa? Because that cheesecake was delicious.
Yes.
Innocent. You know what I mean? Just wonderfully innocent.
I had a question.
Nice, I'll never forget that.
Do you have any questions pertaining to my remarks?
Right.
Which is just,
who catered the desserts?
Oh, yeah.
Joey Buttafuoco, 69 years old. How did Joey live to 69? Remember Joey Buttafuoco?
I know the name.
His little girlfriend. Island Lolita?
Yes.
Remember that?
What was her name? Remember? Joey Buttafuoco and... Because then, remember the young girlfriend shot his wife in the face?
Amy Fisher.
Oh, yeah. But then Joey, I think him and her hooked up for a while, and then he and his wife got back together. Because she was, okay, so, and then I could just visualize how it had to be in that household for the rest of their thing. It's like, yo, hey, what's her name? Mary Jo, right, Todd?
Yes.
Hey, Mary Jo, can you make me a sandwich?
Yeah, I'd like to, Joey. But your girlfriend shot me in the face, so I can't make sandwiches anymore.
Wow. Yeah.
Yo, hey, Mary George, you get me my slippers?
I'd love to, Joey. But I got shot in the face by your girlfriend.
What is he doing now? Is he?
I think he ran a car dealership.
Oh.
Or fixed car or something. Sam Donald said 91. I didn't know he was still around. He's not
when
working
I saw
anymore,
does
he?
No.
Okay.
But 91, that doesn't surprise me.
No, I mean, he's been around forever.
He's been around forever.
I mean, I remember he did Watergate stuff.
Yeah.
So you said what on Bobby McFerrin? What was the year?
88.
On the money.
Wow.
Dankershane. Johnny Knoxville, 54. I never really got into that kind of humor. The Johnny Knoxville kind of humor.
Some of it was funny. Some of it was just stupid.
You know what's a really bad movie was the remake of The Dukes of Hazzard. might be the worst movie ever made. Yeah.
You guys were talking about Funeral Director Day and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I got onto I was scrolling social media last night and I got into a bunch of videos of people scaring morticians because they lay in the coffin.
Oh, really?
And then they open it up and like, and
wow.
And you could see the ones that had that happen before, they were just not fazed by it at all.
Really? Wow.
That.
Although I don't think I'd climb into a coffin because somebody might just janitor might even close it by mistake.
Right.
Yeah.
But you do have to put that key in there and lock it, but still.
Whatever. I wouldn't take the chance. Right? That would be my biggest fear in the world.
Yeah, you don't like tight spaces. That would not be for you. No.
So we're talking about that meeting.
Oh, yeah. We're running
back
out of time. But
wait, NFL draft.
Okay, so the NFL draft is, I don't know what it is, 50 days or something?
24th of April. So.
And there's still a little... It's still a little quiet, but yesterday they had a meeting for those who are going to be covering it from the media at the water department, which that's good seating there.
That was great.
And you went to that. And
yes.
Did it
Me
feel
and Lisa
like,
Hale from our...
Did it feel as the buzz out there?
I felt like it was the first of a couple type of thing. You know, because I will say this, there are so many elements to this. I mean, so many layers, so many...
Right.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. Just the physical, geographical aspects of, okay... This part within the footprint is going to be, and then this, I mean, there are so many unbelievable moving parts.
Right.
And it doesn't seem like they've got them all put together yet, but it's all in progress here. And it almost does seem like the NFL just kind of was kind of like, okay, let's wait till after this, just relax, then we'll kind of do it there. But I will say this, I think it would be, I don't know why they'd even not just say this right now. We're opening up Lambeau Field. I mean, so many people have never been into Lambeau Field. Going in, watch it on the Jumbotron. I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd almost rather sit there than stand outside.
Well,
I was just thinking, right?
But they don't want that.
Well, I don't know. Well,
they
for
want
TV,
to see a sea of people.
Yeah, for TV. Yeah. Right. But I mean, as a person, wouldn't you rather be
go get a brat or something, if they open the stands?
Absolutely.
Yeah, if it's free to get in.
Right, it is.
And you just pay for your food.
Right.
You know, I'm talking about the stadium.
Well, I think all that part, once you're there, it's all, not food, obviously, but... entrance-wise, they didn't say anything about any kind of tickets. There is one section that's more reserved and stuff like that.
You know,
which I didn't quite understand, but
I would sit in an outdoor club seat because then you got the cup.
Oh, that'd be great.
And watch that with a bunch of friends.
That would be ideal.
That's better than standing.
I totally agree.
Because it's ours.
Yeah, not even a question. Totally agree. And there's so much downtime.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
You know, that's the bad part. There's so much downtime. But it's gonna be a spectacle. I mean, it's, you know, and they put the things on the big board as far as with the layout and then the renderings. You know, and how big. I mean, that's a massive
footprint.
Stage and everything. Yeah. That's. Mm-hmm. So I can see why they're starting on that pretty soon.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff involved, but anyway. Yeah.
But
it's begun. I mean, here we go. No turning back now.
I know people who have listed not houses, but I don't obviously know that, but they're parking, and I'm not sure they got all the reservations.
Okay, let me just say this.
She's getting older lady, $200 per day per car.
Okay, let me just say this. There's hardly any other parking. They admitted the majority of the parking is going to be in people's yards.
Yeah, this is right there.
Yes.
This is right across
the majority. The I mean, they were being honest. Wow. Folks, there is very little parking. The majority is going to be in neighborhoods. So that's why I think these trams or whatever, these little buses from here, wherever you got to be able to do it that way. I mean, I wouldn't risk going into that traffic, trying to find a driveway at 7 in the morning or whatever and trying to get out.
Is there a website where you can, like, I got a house over there. I don't, but let's say somebody does. Can they just type in so-and-so,
I don't know.
Beamert Street, which is a few blocks, but still.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or do you have to stand there that day?
Ask Lisa. She probably paid closer attention.
Okay.
We got to start a quick break. Back.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. Representative Tony Weed addressed possible cuts to Medicare and Medicaid during a telephone town hall meeting last night. He said Medicaid needs to be available for the most vulnerable, but he implied some recipients should not be on Medicaid.
But I think, you know, it also means taking a serious look at reforms like, you know, work requirements for able-bodied, working-aged, you know, childless adults and making sure that, of course, those that aren't citizens aren't on Medicaid because we just don't have the funds for that.
Weed from the 8th Congressional District and Tom Tiffany from the 7th Congressional District spent just under an hour answering about a dozen questions ranging from Second Amendment rights to DOGE to Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. Students in recovery will now have a high school in Northeast Wisconsin that's specifically designed to serve their unique needs. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction announced Manitowoc Public School District has awarded a $75,000 Recovery High School Planning Grant. The program, created under the 2023 Wisconsin Act 72, supports the creation of recovery high schools. These are high schools with dedicated environments where students in recovery can thrive academically and personally. The schools are designed to meet the unique challenges and needs for students who are overcoming substance use and the mental health challenges that often coexist with substance use. A stolen vehicle could be considered news. A vehicle stolen from the Sheriff Department's parking lot is definitely news. And that's exactly what happened on March 4th in Winnebago County. A man stopped by the building to pick up an item. He left his car running while he ran inside. Someone else hopped in the car and took off. The Sheriff's Department believes a recently released inmate may have taken the car. They have not recovered it yet. And they remind people to never leave their car running while unattended. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a little bit of a blustery Tuesday. I'm staying with it. That's my word blustery. Of the day is blustery. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. 1590 AM.
I saw you look.
Damn it.
He was looking at his phone so I thought I could sneak a quick glance. 1590 a.m.
I was
1100 a.m.
Yeah. I was looking up the St. Baldrick's Day.
Yes.
And I can't find these pictures. Okay, so we're shaving heads, but Todd is volunteered to get his head and beard. Well, let's do
one of each.
Yeah, I know. 500 bucks for the hair. Head.
Yeah.
I would be just happy with 500 total, to be honest with you.
Well, let's split it up though. Let's make it a little.
No, we got to earn more if you're doing both.
This is funny. I'm the one doing it, and he's trying to tell me how it's going to happen. I love it. I love it.
If you want, here's what you're going to do.
Let's up it. 200 for the head, 300 for the beard, or do we want up it?
More for the head? I think it's more of a sacrifice to get your head shaved than a beard.
For me, it would be the opposite. I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you Mennonite or something?
No, I am not.
Right. Well, I mean, I just meant, are you like some religion where, you know, beard is part of your, like, you know, like the Amish or
no,
somebody?
No, it's just part of my personality, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
just got a text in how much to pledge so he keeps it. So.
Oh.
No.
Right? Wow, why not?
No.
Well, you're still raising money for the great cause.
No.
You're still raising money.
That's
Jim wants me to suffer.
He does.
Of course he does.
He does.
Mr. No. Idea guy.
Well,
over there.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, we're going with $500. We're going to get that. That's the 16th.
That's this Sunday, so we've got to do it in the next couple of days.
500?
500.
We have to raise 500.
But one of the two are going to be shaved, head or the beard. One
no.
I'm going to do both.
He's
going
to do both for 500.
I'm going to do both.
But look at where we're at already. We got 100. You and I, that's another 100. So we're almost halfway there. Come on, somebody donate $50.
I think we're more than that, aren't we?
150 is where we're at.
We're at 150.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Mike and Lisa, 50. You guys each 50. That's 150.
Oh, yeah. I would say Tori said 100, but that was for me to
get it.
Okay. All right.
We're not doing that, Tori.
Come on.
No.
Come on, Mino, join
me. Not even a chance. Zero.
Talked about St. Baldrick's coming up this Sunday. People shave off their hair too.
How did that ever happen? Do you know what's the origin? Because up until about 10 years ago, maybe. Had you ever heard of it?
Yeah, it's been longer than 10 years.
Has it? Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, was there really a St. Baldrick? Who is St. Baldrick?
Yeah.
Why? How does it all come together?
Was there, Jim?
Yes. We're going to do this at the... maybe it's made up. You know what? At the 7 o'clock hour, I will do a little research, and at 7:06, when we come back...
Anybody can Google. Anybody can pick up their phone.
And so I've already done that.
I'm just saying, but Todd's already done that.
St. Baldrick is not a real person.
Okay.
It's a combination between bald, obviously, and St. Patrick's Day. So the event's always held around St. Patrick's Day, so they call it St. Baldrick's Day.
I never put those two together.
I'll be honest with you. When did that become a thing?
Let me see. The first head shaving event held St. Patrick's Day. This says 2000.
Okay. You know what's bizarre? Okay. I am the poster child. I'm the worldwide poster child
for many things.
Mm-hmm. No, listen to me. This is legit, Jim. I'm the worldwide poster child for the ALS challenge.
Are you?
Look it up. Wikipedia ALS challenge. What was the name of that? I can't think of the name of it. Where they pour water on you.
The bucket challenge? Ice bucket challenge.
ALS bucket.
Why would you be everybody just did that? People a lot more popular than you did it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are they the poster child for it?
I don't know. I've never heard you were till today.
Okay. All right.
That was, what, 7 years ago?
Like 10 or more.
If I look this up, what am I looking for?
Look, just Wikipedia.
Yep. Well, I'm in Google, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Look up the ALS challenge.
Yep.
You see me?
Nope.
Okay. I had a guy tell me they were at Harvard. He was looking at Harvard, and there's a big thing for it, and there's a big poster of me in the hallways at Harvard.
When?
Like a couple of years ago.
Where?
Harvard.
What school? What school?
Harvard.
I know Harvard. I went there. What school are you in? I can't. John, I walked through there with Donna because I was showing her around. I think I would have recognized that.
Maybe it wasn't Harvard, but it was one of those Eastern schools.
Maybe it wasn't the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Maybe it wasn't ALS.
I can't lie about this. I'm going to find this, and I'm going to prove you guys so wrong.
Okay. I would be shocked.
Okay.
Shocked would be the word.
What would you donate another $50 to Todd?
Yes.
Okay.
If you are, but wait, you always change things.
No, I don't. I never change things.
You are you're the official poster child for the ALS.
Okay.
Bucket challenge.
How much? How much will you pay? How much will you pay? How much will you pay if I'm the official poster child for the ALS challenge?
I told you $50. You have it on your phone. Okay.
What does the headline say?
John Minor performs the ALS. Everybody did that.
It's Wikipedia.
So?
So? Are you on any Wikipedias?
Probably. I don't know.
I'm the national person when you look up the Icebox Challenge. My picture's there.
Well, so I got to back up a little bit because it's not Wikipedia.
What is it?
It's Wikimedia Commons. Yeah.
That's even bigger.
It's different.
No, that's a
my name's
super
in the headlines
of Wikipedia.
File. John Minor performs the ALS Ice Buck Challenge.
I see the picture now.
Okay.
Yep. But it is
local Green. Here's the thing. Description.
You kept saying it's Wikipedia.
Local Green Bay radio and TV personality John Minor performs the ALS Bucket Challenge, August 2014.
Okay.
Yep.
Nobody's doubting that.
This was thousands. Wikipedia.
This is the picture. It's in Harvard.
It's not Wikipedia.
It's in Harvard.
It's not in Harvard, and it's not on Wikipedia.
And I don't think you're the official spokesperson for it.
Okay. May I give you another? And read what this one is. Tell me what this one is, Jim. What does this one say? What does this one say? Does that say Wikipedia?
Yep.
Okay. Scroll down. Do you see my picture?
That is not you.
Okay. Hang on. Maybe they changed the picture.
Oh, yeah. And Harvard?
It's a great picture of you, though.
Yes. It's great.
I admit that.
Who's pouring the water on your head? Do you know?
No, I don't. Do you know? Wouldn't somebody at the
I thought you poured
radio
it on yourself.
Station?
No.
You always had to have somebody else do it for you. It's somebody from the radio station, Todd.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know, but somebody from radio station. Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
There you go. Okay.
That's big time.
That the media, local media, put together a Wikimedia and put you on there,
it's all over the world.
Oh, we got to move on here.
It's all over the world.
We just got a new text in from Brian from Green Bay who says, I'll get my head shaved for $1. Then he sent in his headshot and he's bald already.
Who does the actual shaving, Todd?
I think they've got barbers and stuff like that.
Volunteer?
Yeah.
It's kind of both. They have salon people up there. They're signed. They dedicate their time, but they really give you.
I don't want to get nicked and cut.
Right.
You
and
know?
That's, I want to say that. That's why they're there. But they'll start with. You know, they have the different size. And you take the hair
clippers.
Right. And then you go closer and closer to the
head. Do they
put
that toilet paper on your neck that he invented?
Maybe.
I bet it's on state law.
I was at the Marines when I did that thing for the Marines in San Diego, and they had me video these kids getting shaved.
Yeah.
That was incredible. You want to talk about a traumatic experience. I mean, there's these kids that look like you, Todd, or 20 years younger, and all of a sudden in like, I swear to God, 30 seconds.
I was going
to
say, they don't take the hair down like they will for you.
Oh,
you know,
it's like sheep. It's like shearing sheep.
You get nicked.
Oh, mm-hmm. And then they just like push the guy out of the chair.
Next.
That is the most shocking thing. Anybody out there in the Marines, what's that first 12 hours like? Because they had me there. They wanted me to record all that stuff and shoot all that stuff for recruiting video. And it was mind-boggling how their worlds change in such a short time. I mean, it's just incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. God bless those guys that go through that. Yeah. Hey, we got a big show for you. We got Kathy Spears kicking it with the cows. Todd, what's kicking it with the cows?
So it's a run walk coming up actually later on this summer, but they want to get the word out about it so people actually get signed up for it. And it's a walk out in the country.
Denise Charlier?
Coming in from the Brown County chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Wisconsin, we're going to get some details about what they do with this organization throughout the entire state.
And that is cool what they do. I don't know that I know Denise, but I know Dave Steffens, who's got visual impairment. And they worked really hard to get the beepers and the walk signs.
Yeah, all of that kind of stuff.
That was cool when we did that.
Did we have him in here?
Yeah.
Didn't we?
I thought you said
we had somebody from the blind in here one time, from the Blind Association, I thought.
Wasn't it
about stuff?
We had the guy from the Lions Club, which
maybe that's what. Yeah, that's good. Katie's
coming in. She's the respiratory manager at HME Home Medical. They're coming in to talk about CPAP machines.
Oh my gosh!
And snoring in your sleep, right? Sleep apnea.
Is she gonna test me?
Maybe. I think we might do some fitting.
Can she test me live right here and figure it out?
We can ask her.
Okay. Because I brought in that article, Silent Sports Magazine, for Brittany Merlot. Talking about at the Birkebeiner in those places, they have those for these cross-country ski events now.
They have what?
Those heart things.
This is sleep apnea. This is that nothing to do with those heart things. This is sleep apnea, CPAP machine.
Oh, it doesn't have anything to do with that? The respiratory thing?
No.
Oh, all right. Tyler Fry and Debbie Hamschild, Casco Fire Department. They've got a big fundraiser. So a lot of community events coming up that we're dealing with here today. That's awesome.
And they need to get the word out. People need to go support
them. It's that time
of year.
So much fun.
Yep.
That time of year. This is the kickoff.
Because the holidays are over. Bills, the bills are paid. And now let's move on. Spring's coming. And
they're not all paid. I mean, I get carried away here. Got to keep. Like my dad always used to say with the preacher, one for them, one for you. One for them, one for me. One, you know what I mean? He was always a firm believer in that.
That he would put all this money to bills. He wanted to keep a little cash around the house. Oh, absolutely. You got to do that. Sometimes some people will argue pay yourself first.
You know what? He never bought anything on credit in his entire life.
Yeah, that's.
Isn't that something?
That is unbelievable. That era. It is just great.
If they didn't have the cash for it, he didn't buy it.
Right. That, you know, sometimes if you go to these the seminars in financial management, they go back, they hearken back to those days. The mayonnaise jars with this is food. This
Dave
is
Ramsey, right? Dave Ramsey.
It's just, and that is exactly what they do. And credit just, but you listen to Dave Ramsey and it's like, you know, there's debt, but then there's like, wow, how could you do that? You know, I make $60,000 a year. I have $220,000 in credit card in debt, you know, with school. And
$60,000 doesn't go as far as it used to.
Right, right, doesn't.
Man.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Did I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed? I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times. And a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Tuesday morning, 37 degrees in Green Bay, 41 in Hampton, 44 in Oshkosh. Forecast sunny and a high of 43, so Oshkosh is already kicking that.
Yep.
All right, very nice. I just got a text here from Jacob. He said, I actually just sheared some sheep. Very nice.
He sheared some sheep. There was, remember I told you last week or 2 weeks ago, we didn't get to it. They do the official tongue twister of the year.
Yeah.
That's close.
Sheared some. I didn't try that. Sheared some sheep.
Yeah.
That is hard to say.
It is.
Sheared some sheep.
See?
I'm not screwing around.
I know. I can tell.
Sheared some. That is so bizarre.
That one is. And it's really. Yeah.
Did he do it? Did you do that on purpose just to get us with a tongue twister?
That. You could have said you gave some sheep a haircut. That would be, but sheared some
that
sheep.
That is really hard. Sheared some sheep. Okay.
Yeah.
Just reading about the kicking it with the cows. Man, we got some great people coming on today about the different events. This one last year raised, or this year's goal is $45,000 for Run Walk taking place in Wrightstown. They're coming on. We got another thing talking about the Brown County Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Wisconsin. We've got those people coming on. Couple of great things. We've got the respiratory manager to find out if I've got, what do you call it?
Sleep apnea, yeah. What you do.
Debbie Fry and, Tyler Fry and Debbie Hamschild, Casco Fire Department, top fundraiser. These are great guests you got lined up here, Todd.
So she is just somebody they want
to just reading about it. Yeah,
they want to basically tell her story about how she is just so important to their volunteer fire department locally. And we have so many volunteer fire departments. Well, John, you were part of a volunteer fire
department. Yes, I was. I answered the call.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Always late.
Never made it.
Well,
never made it to the truck on time.
Okay, but there's a reason for that. You know what it was?
Oversleeping?
No. This would happen.
Alcohol.
So you'd just be in the you'd be in the middle of the afternoon. I was 18 or 19 years old, and you'd be, you know, the local fire. Okay.
Yeah.
But so I would run. I'd get in my car. You know those cars from the 70s that never started, right?
Right.
And the thing is, though, those guys, the other volunteer firefighters, my brothers on the force. They had the alarms in their house which would go off first.
Yep. Yeah.
So they got the big head start.
Yep. You didn't have
that.
When they get four, they leave?
What's that?
When they get four, they leave. When
four what?
People there on a truck. Is that?
Oh. Wow. Six?
Oh, do you, John was never there to know how many were on a truck.
I almost got run over that one time. Like, I had to spread myself up against the wall.
But do they ever, did you ever meet at the fire? Or do you have to go to the station first?
I would have had to drive in, you know, because I was going to put on my brother's gear. I don't know if I would have been driving around town in my fireman's outfit. They wore the big rubber suits. Oh, I mean, the big bibs and the...
Oh, it's heavy stuff.
The whole thing. It had to be 90 degrees and be wearing that stuff. Mm. I just so wanted to jump on the back of that truck and hang on.
Yeah.
And just ride to the... Oh man.
That's
that would be a great show. Emergency UP, right?
Yeah.
Just the Upper Peninsula.
Going the wrong way.
Mainly cars in the ditch.
And there's Mino at the very beginning of the show.
Why was it... How come 70 cars... You can say what you want about classic cars. 1970s cars were... junk in a lot of ways. I'm sorry. Nowadays, cars start without... they were beautiful cars. I loved them. Loved the whole thing. But, man, there were engine problems and ignition problems. That's when they started with the fuel ignition and all these... And they didn't have the kinks worked out right.
Right, right.
Man, that was frustrating. Yeah. Beautiful cars, but they had some issues. What did you have again?
A 69 Super B and a 72 Cutlass.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Boy, that 72 Cutlass. That's a big car.
That's a fast car. Those cars are a lot faster.
Didn't that have that 440 engine, which was like the biggest engine at the time? I think the Cutlass was the one where the insurance companies finally said, okay, enough. You go any bigger than this, we're going to like double our rates. Because there are so many tickets and stuff from those cars. I want to say that was the biggest engine.
It wasn't that big of a car, though.
But I think it had like, they just kept pushing each other.
And it was like a Riviera. That was a great car.
My brother had one. Yeah, that's Buick Riviera. Those were awesome.
That was a good car.
They had that was really cool.
The back, the trunk.
Well, besides that, no. The headlights had those covers.
Oh yeah, they came out. Flipped up.
Yeah.
Those would be it. That's what I drove a lot of. That 69 Super B I drove forever, and then that 72 Cutlass. I actually didn't buy them there. 72s, right? I mean, I bought them used.
So what was your first car, Mino?
Karmann Ghia.
That's right. I remember you telling us that.
Yes. Air-cooled engine. It was unbelievably cold in the winter. No heat whatsoever. I'd carry a blanket with me in the car. I'd have to scrape my windshields from the inside. Terrible car for winter. Nice little cars, but terrible cars for the winter.
And sounds like a... I don't know that car.
Like a Volkswagen?
Yeah, see...
Like a sporty Volkswagen.
I'm surprised your dad let you get that, because...
It was my brother's, and he gave it to me.
Yeah, but... You got to get teenagers in a bigger car just for accidents.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I would never get my kid a small car. Right?
It taught me how to use a stick, which was great.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, four on the floor. I mean, that was nice.
Okay.
Chuck says, "Hey, do you think kids today could kickstart a car? Would they even know how?" Chuck, did I tell you about my most embarrassing time having to kickstart my car?
What does that mean?
Push it. Have somebody push it and pop the clutch.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, everybody's done that in that era.
I didn't know it was called kickstart.
I didn't either. We always called it popping the clutch.
Yeah. Okay.
Got another text here. Mino as a firefighter, 3 hours to each call, stopping to get gas and pasties.
See somebody you know, pull over.
Yeah. Yeah. No, my most embarrassing, I think I told this story. The day at Lambeau Field, I had that car, a little Mazda piece of crap. And it was four on the floor. And the ignition was bad. And I'd have to park so that it would go downhill. And coast and pop the clutch.
You'd have to get going that fast to pop the clutch.
No, oh no. Get the wheels rolling.
Right.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, you felt like you were a scientist when you got that thing. When that thing came to life.
You felt like you're hot wiring
a
car.
Oh, did you feel cool? Yeah.
No keys.
Especially if you had a chick with you.
Watch this.
All right. We got to start a quick break. Kathy Spears kicking it with the cows coming up next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.